comprehend these great illusions of gradient, what you would do. But unless you can feel the energy really filling your heart and spreading and spreading and spreading and spreading, and then coming down into the lower chakras and opening and opening and opening and opening, you are living a lie, because you cannot in any way consider yourself open unless you can feel this energy with your breathing and your consciousness going into these places. And falling over and making noises and everything else is not the dream of reality. Reality is feeling one chakra being filled and spreading with your consciousness and will against the resistance of not wanting to open. And so you remove the paralysis from one level and you keep your attention there. And you ought to see one area working in any one of you that to try and show me this total stick that you do is going to a whole level. This is not Mardi Gras night, it's not the Rose Bowl. You work and you do the exercise from the very beginning, and the first thing is to take a deep breath, swallowing your throat, and feel it in your heart spreading. If it is not spread all the way through and really open your heart chakra, then, quote unquote, you have no heart chakra. And if you can't start there, and you don't feel it there, then you are absolutely full of shit. You are making a lot of noise and taking up a lot of room here, and you haven't begun the basic exercise. And all of this other stuff is a lot of stuff. You either open, because this is where the wish comes from for any human being to go spiritually. Your wish is in your heart. And if you don't feel your heart open, you have no wish, you cannot begin. And you can't pretend, you can't be in here thinking that you're climbing to the Himalayas or flying around the universe. That is absolutely an illusion. If your heart isn't deeply opening and opening and opening, and you feel the resistance and you feel the pain, and you can surrender and relax there and open more and more and more and more and more, and have this thing really, you know, expand. And then when you let out one fifth of the air, you take your second breath, you feel the energy coming down to the third chakra and opening, then you know, technically and realistically, you are doing something. Otherwise, what are you doing? You're going through another illusion. That's one reason our exercise is excellent, because you can face that kind of thing. And every time you work, you have to feel deeply inside yourself the resistance to the reality, which is to open instead of this whole number of things that you want to do. I'm not interested in a manor house. I'm not interested in people trying to show me how deep they are. I want to feel and see inside your heart that you're taking a breath and you really are dedicating yourself to your own life. You're doing this for you. You are not doing this for me. I mean, I had opened my heart. I had a chalk to it for the last couple of weeks, and I'm very grateful when I found I wasn't too proud. And this finally is what all of you find when you really do anything. Because resistance is tension against living. And as long as you live, if you do this for 40 years, you will find happily more tension, because you're not surrendering today, and you're not surrendering 10 years ago. You're surrendering life after life after life, going back thousands and thousands of years. Because to really achieve brilliantly and deeply, and to be in harmony with the cosmos, some of these planetary situations, those of you who are interested in astrology, take place after hundreds of years, some of them after thousands of years. And it really is matching that energy with this mechanism. That you, if you don't work and there's some really great astrological thing taking place, you may wait 6,000 years again for that energy to come into you to give you the nourishment to really open. That's the reason such a fuss was made about certain signs, certain kind of celestial happenings. You know, that you really could drain a certain energy out of that movement. And if you can't reach that, then you're no different than a child in school who has to be held back because they can't take an advanced work. And you must keep yourself very simple in this, that your basic exercise of the breathing and swallowing and going in the heart and then taking your second breath and holding it and feeling this thing open, you either feel that every time you work or any expansion of that is forced. Because that is the basic thing that brings the flow of force through the chakras. And if you don't feel that, then you're in a lot of trouble. And I know, because I've been through it myself, where I had a great experience, but I was trying to take a breath in my heart and my heart was closed. And I went back and I worked again. And you worked again and again and again until you finished. Does anyone have a question? Because you know, as much as you take from me, there are times when I go through the last 10 days where being your attached to me and I move up, I pull all of you as I move. But when I'm struggling in this depth, then you will feeding me. I mean, it doesn't happen very often through the year. But if you have at times a very hard week or a very hard day, you're free to come up on me and ask me when I'm using your energy. And I'm not doing this with my will or consciousness. It's part of the way it works. We work. This is a common pool of energy. You all commit yourselves to growing. And all of your energy pours in here, whether you want or not. Your unconsciousness makes its dedication. The depth to which you take has to do with your intelligence. If you work five times harder, then instead you could draw 70% or 80% or 90%. And you would grow 100 times more. Some people work 5%, some work 20%, some work 30%. That's the reason that if you can rate long enough and grow enough to be a teacher, you grow a million times faster because you have all of the beginnings and ends of what people don't do. All of the energy that all of you don't use becomes my energy. Do you understand? And this is what it is, like a kind of spiritual trap game. I can clean up the pot at the end of the evening. And I use it very well, and I always said this, I don't deny it. And I had, when I was in India one time, and I passed a great test with a man, with a real smart one, he said, oh, you couldn't do it without those people you teach. I said, absolutely not. I would never go into a certain kind of game unless I had enough of my wallet to qualify me. And I understand that, and I am growing not only because of you, but because of all of the other Ashrams. I understand that. And you should understand it too, so that you are not alone. You should know that when you sit home, you have the right to draw 50 times more, 30 times more, 10 times more than you do. And we've had people who came and drained this thing. They really came in and worked and just sucked up and grew tremendously. And some people only came and stayed a week or two. But this is really where the energy goes to he who has within him the capacity to take it. And it doesn't matter, we have a surplus at this point that makes the New York Chinese Bank look like it was run for liberal designers. There's a tremendous reservoir building of the energy of people who come because we get a really deep commitment. So there's a tremendous energy flow. It goes in no way limit you on the outside. But it means that when you have a problem and you're working, you really can go deeper and deeper inside yourself and get energy that never was yours, that you never could muster. That you can sit here and say, I really want, and open deeply. I'll be very glad for you to go out of here 50 times more than you came in. It has to do with the consciousness of your own effort. So if you feel very strangely attacked and you don't understand why, then you call me and we'll explain. But one thing you can be sure of, that for the next 2 or 3 days, I'll be very prepared for my birthday and I'll give you back some bonus for everything that I can. Just have a second. The real reason for a group is that, not as they would go to bar from each other, but with dignity and quality, that you commit yourself so that you can draw at a time where you need a tremendous amount of energy to come through, that you come and you don't have to know the person to your right or your left. It's absolutely necessary. But it's like being able to take massive doses of life and draw in your own doses. And this is what friendship should be based on. It's what every kind of consciousness should be based on. It's what families are about, a unit, where you can help finance somebody, you can help educate somebody. And as you refine and bring up the level of a person within a group, you raise the whole level of the group. You understand? And so for having Greg become a very good teacher, and Yusuf was the extraordinary. And person after person, Sam is teaching mind control. That's a very direct credit for us. It brings more quality. I don't care if you go from here and teach somewhere else. It's to make quality, not to put a label on anybody. And then he can expand more and take more here. I'm sure that when he goes away and teaches, he comes back and takes much more out of this atmosphere than he does on another occasion. Do you find that, Sammy? You give a lot, you have to take, but it doesn't take away from here because it's not used. It's a very rich pool that isn't used as much. But the more he uses there, the more he can empty himself out, and the more he can take. And it's really the flow that's refining him. It's the same thing in your job, in the atmosphere that you live. You work your guts out. You work your guts out, you are more open, you can take more here. And it's this thing in all of you that would like to be put to sleep and awaken 1 minute before judgment day. You know, and all right, you gotta go inside and you go right upstairs. It only comes from working. Work is consciousness. And you have to understand that you have to work deeper and deeper and more and more and broader and broader. And I don't particularly like it because I've been through it, I am sore and every muscle in my body, I am absolutely sore and I hurt and I even screw at times. But I have learned to live above it. I haven't been too difficult. I don't think that helps me. For the people in the house. Because if it was the same thing I went through 10 years ago, there would have been nobody here. I would have driven them out. And this is what maturity has to do with spirituality. You can do the same thing, but you can do it quieter. You do it much faster. And it's growing up and being able to function. And this is really where you have to want to grow. You have to want to live. And it's your living. Nobody else is living. Nobody else is living. And in your heart, you're willing to really open and demand the life that is yours. Because it's sitting there in a lead box somewhere in the atmosphere. All of the content, all of the richness that should be yours, and you sit here and shit up to your ears, wallowing and moving from side to side and complaining and complaining and complaining that it hasn't happened for me. It hasn't happened for me because you haven't demanded it and you haven't worked enough. We only empty out through working, and then we can take in other energy and purify ourselves over and over again. And if any of you ever remember times when you've worked until you fell on your face, you should also remember having awakened, maybe a little sore, but very open and very proud and deeply satisfied. And it's called being fit. So spiritually, you have to do exactly the same thing. Yes. Well, where you are, it doesn't matter what you did, because you haven't tapped the attention, much less your deeper energy. You understand? Well, you know, it's, you have to, you know, that energy is a very refined energy. It's to go all the way up here with it, right? You're down here. And what you have to do is be disciplined and responsible. And you grow and you grow and you grow and you grow. And maybe in 3 or 4 years, you'll have sex and you'll feel a strain in you and you realize that you've wasted energy. You'll feel it the next day in a very deep way. Yeah. But until you feel that, it's, you know, it doesn't really matter. You haven't reached the level where that energy is being used. You know, because it all goes into the same thing. It goes into tensions for you at this stage of your life. And so that releases tension and makes it easier for you to work. When you use up your tensions and you start getting inside, then you have to be very careful with sex energy. Then it becomes sacred. It's not God yet because it all feeds your tension. It's like a madman talking about spirituality. Until you get to a point where you really use up your tension, where you're really open, you feel your heart open to here and all these other chakras open to here. Understand? Then you would use that energy to go up. But right now, it doesn't really matter. That's all part of the mind. It's all tension. It's all delusion. Very fine energy when it has intention on it. And then it's pure. then how can it be pure? How can that fuel be a pure fuel? Do you understand where it's coming from? When it's open inside you, then it really has content. But at this point, it really has no content. You absorb as much as you can and you ask to surrender negative psychic tension. And if it's forcing you this, what? Yeah? Negative psychic tension. And then you sit again and you work again and you absorb as much as you can inside this thing. But if it's driving you wild and you can't work, you do this. You wish to get rid of negative psychic tension, you sit and you get rid of it, and then you work and then you can expand more, right? Then you can absorb more of the energy. I mean, 20 minutes or a half hour is the minimum. You can work twice a day. So if you really feel it, you can work three times a day. You can't work much more. The best thing is to work in life, where you start talking with someone and you start feeling your superiority coming in, you know? So you surrender that. You surrender all things of personality. You know, you think you're more than something. And then you, as you surrender, you rise, right? And you see something that's really remarkable as a person. And you respect that. You respect that as well. So you attend the energy and you're turning raising it so high. And see, a lot of things we reject are the best things in ourselves. We do not love ourselves as people. Most of you don't love yourself. So you push away from these things which represent your really beautiful inner quality. Understand? You don't feel worthy. So you associate with people who are not good for you. You really get self-involved in all kinds of things which destroy your chance for growing up. It's just like, you know, plowing a field, planting it. You know, and they're not doing anything, you keep, you know, the rabbits and the crows from coming. So you lose most of what you raise. And until you become wise enough, you know, to use yourself well and deeply. And I had a kid who came in tonight, and he came to class once or twice because he was desperate. And he said, what do I have to do? You go away and you go, you know, go down to the Caribbean. And he was in today, and as you would say, doing a number on you. And I said to him, I don't want to see you again. Either you go away, you know, and I won't see you, or you don't go away, but I still don't want to see you. You haven't done what I said. You're just going to keep eating and eating and eating and eating and eating. And a lot of you sit and you repeat the same pattern to the same person over and over and over again. And it does no good. What does it do? Say, now, Junior, I told you not to do that. You keep feeding the same fuel into the same fire that does nothing. It's better to let the little bastard rot and sit down and absorb that energy and grow above it so that you can really see the person and you see what they need, not what you're doing mechanically. You understand? And a lot of the function that you will do is a mechanical thing. This doctor Spock said this is the right thing to do, or this one said this is the right thing to do. But you don't know from yourself because you have never raised your level of energy in that situation. And rather than waste it and waste it and waste it, you save your energy, you work inside, and you raise your level, and you raise it again, and you raise it again. And then you look and you see there's something really wrong with that person. And all you've done is push them to the side as a convenience, but you haven't been a deep friend, you haven't been a good mother, you haven't been a good wife, you have mechanically done what the book says to do, and so you're off the hook. If a kid goes up south to church, you have done your duty. The most used friends in the world, you've done the best you could, yeah? But you haven't made a conscious effort to change your perspective. And the only way we can help somebody is to grow and grow and grow and grow. But if you can't get them on the first floor or the second floor, maybe on the 10th floor, maybe on the 12th floor, maybe on the 15th floor. But it's growing that finally will give you the answer that you need. It won't be staying there and pulling and pulling and pulling. You pull, you set up resistance, and all your energy is in fighting. And it's a stupid person who fights. You understand? You will never ever get an answer staying on the same level of the situation. You grow above it, more above it, more above it, more above it, and then you'll see and you'll understand. And for all of you, your work here is for one reason, not to try to analyze something which is there, but to grow above it, to make a conscious effort and keep growing, and then you look, and it will be obvious, you'll see it in a second. But you never see anything on the level of your texture. Yes, please. But then you see, you don't do, but who are you? That's only one thing. Understand, that's one part of your personality. So who are you that registers that? But if you work your guts out and you surrender, I don't feel, it will function. No, you work your guts out. But you try to sit before and feel your heart open. At least you know the sound of a conscious effort. Understand? Feel that, and then you work and do what you have to do the best and deepest you can. And it'll connect for you. But you have to, every day, during that time, do the shedding of negative tensions, and you have to ask in your heart. You have to find a way, it's not a faking it, but it's working into it. You ask to say, I want, and it will feel deeply in your heart, just in the candle. I can't do it. I have to sit at times when I couldn't feel the flow coming and say, please, let everything burn in me. And I feel a fire at my feet. And it would start to crackle and everything would burn. I'm glad. What's burning? The only thing that can burn in a person is knowledge. Well, so you surrender everything. You really, inside yourself, sit one day and say, please, let me burn up. And you really surrender all the shit, and it will hurt your heart very much to do this. But if you can ever succeed, very well, you'll have an extraordinary strength. And now that you should go in 5 minutes if you do it. Because it's all hard. And you really sit back and say, please, I want to get rid of all the illusions. I really wish to let go. And you just say, let me burn. I don't want to live with it anymore. And if you go so deeply in yourself, you begin to feel a crackling, and you just keep surrendering. And surrendering is like fanning the fire. And you feel this thing burn right. You have to have a sense of reality. Reality is to have a conscious flow that you have to constantly let go, that gets a consciously make an effort. This is to be alive. But to go through life all day long and not make an effort, this is to not really be alive. It's to assume. And that kind of assumption does not bring any pleasure. No flowers, no sweets. No water tastes good. Because you're not alive. Nothing in you is open, so it does not have any reward at all. And I'd much rather go through what I went through the last 10 days. Hey, and I despise it. But it has ground and twisted out of me for me, which makes me, when I open, more worthy to me, and more acceptable. I can accept me. We have to do this. Yes, sir.
Why?
No, your heart is not developed yet. You have a moment here and a moment there. But it's like taking a seed and planting it by opening and asking. You can do this 1,000 times a day. When you open, you make room for the thing to spread. You have make room for the roots to spread. And we are congested from many years ago, not just with some. And you should go very quickly because of what's happening in your life. You open and open and open, and you give these things a chance to come out. It's like buying a tree wrapped in a little soil, tied with a piece of burlap. You understand? You have to put it in the ground and water it, and this thing will really start to relax itself. You have it spreading out, start to reach nourishment. So you open, then you go home, you really open to your parents, you really open to people around you. You know? Danny, what are you doing? Are you a dog? Who is it? So far, that's... What are you doing? It's like a vacuum cleaner. Let go of that. And holding it in the chair. That's a vacuum cleaner. In and out. It doesn't have any meaning. You have to breathe in, absorb it, and have it spread anyway. That doesn't do anything. You breathe in air, to open muscles to release energy. But breathing in and out like that doesn't do anything. It just proves that the nose is clear and it becomes difficult to really know. Even when you're working very hard, you hold the air inside and you release a little bit of it very, very slowly, because the more you take it and you leave it there, it expands and expands and expands. The breathing in and breathing out doesn't have any effect. You have to be very careful with it. You understand? And let it go down. Mr. Nelson has something wonderful about that photograph. He said it goes down like dropping a stone down the road. It takes much, much longer than you think. And you try to hear it. When you take your first breath, feel it. It'll go down, 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 down. Well, it doesn't go 1, 2, 3, 4. We have a lot of stuff for it to go through. And when you do your breathing, it should be very deeply open. Feel the throat muscles open and open and open as the air is going through them into the heart, and that is open. And you don't breathe through the throat and have a quick clock. It doesn't do that. You breathe in the throat, the throat is opening. That's really opening inside, and the air is going through into the heart, and that is opening and opening and opening and opening. The same way, if you are with someone you love, and you know them for 6 months, and you come and you give them a hug, that hasn't done anything. That has demonstrated only your stupidity of what you think a hug is about, or what you think love is about. You have to hold somebody until some flow takes place between you and them, and then this thing opens. So this grab, a hit and miss stuff doesn't take and do anything. You have to really love, you have to really feel. You touch somebody, you feel them. Not a cushion, you feel a person. You feel from your hands this feeling going in and making a contact with them. Live like a person, feel. Smell, you know, look, see, all these things. They take time for the flow from anything to make and reach something in yourself. I mean, you have to feel it in the morning when you get up, when you relieve yourself. It should really, your body should respond. When you brush your teeth, when you drink a glass of water, when you shower, these things should be extraordinary pleasures for us. Because you are removing impurities from yourself, you are washing away, you can feel the tension. When you shower, you should always feel all the surface tensions coming away from you. The mess of the whole symbol of awakening is you are being reborn again. Arise and feel it. Be conscious. And then when you do have problems, when you do have difficulties, be grateful, because it's really like grinding down, you know, flour, you know, from wheat. You are refining. All of these things in life are problems that are refining us. They are not punishing. And when you stop complaining and complaining and resenting all of the grinding that life gives, then you start understanding what it's about. These are processes of refining us. And they are not in any way punishments. They are rewards. Because somebody who has no tension, you go and sit in the park and you go somewhere where old people sit. There are no tensions anymore, but there's also no lust. These people sit and they wait all day long for an accident, for a car to smack another car, for a child to fall, for somebody to come by in a baby carriage. There's no dynamics, no tensions anymore. Nothing is delicious for them. They want a letter, they want some contact. And here you're being squeezed by life. It's too much, I don't want. What do you want? What do you want? Nothing? You want to sit like something, you know, in a glass jar that's just waiting? Whatever, you have to really understand that all of these grindings in life, all these tensions in life, are for one reason. They are to refine you. And the more energy you take in, the more you can be ground. A lifeless person is a lifeless person. They are not filled with life force. They don't feel. You feel, you should be grateful to feel. Your suffering is a privilege to suffer. A dull, stupid person with a low IQ does not feel and suffer like that. It's really a great purpose in life to go through those things. It is life being pressed of you. And it means you have it to give, or it can't be taken. You can't lose what isn't there. And when you get to a place where your brain closes down and your heart closes down, then you're in trouble. But meanwhile, you have what is rare and wonderful, and you have to open to it and allow the energy that flows in you to flow through you and be absorbed by you. Not to close off so it flows on you like a stream over rocks, where you don't absorb anything. And a lot of you live like that. You don't want to be open. You don't want in any way to hurt again or hurt ever. So you reject and you reject and you reject. You have to open and open and open, and you take in this life flow in every chakra. Of course, you're going to have a difficult life, because there's energy in these very important organs that are energy organs and active organs will attract life. So you have an active life and it's filled with tensions and it's filled with what do you want? Do you want to be paralyzed and have somebody feed you with a spoon? You are living with intensity, it means you can grow much faster and you should be grateful for it. But people in general want to find something which reduces them. That's a non-functioning moment. Well, that isn't what you're going to have here. And if you want that, then you should go someplace where it's done. You have to know that to work is to work more and deeper every day. And work brings work, and work brings realization. I think we're getting it. Those of you who want to go to the movies, it will be in about half hour. We'll go sit and eat something. Look at this force as your life and express it in everything that you do, it really can have a depth that you want. It's by trying to be a good friend sometimes, or a good husband, or a good brother, or a good mother, or a good sister. You either all the time have a commitment in you, or it really has no meaning. And to become an illusionist who comes in and tries to do this kind of work, you know, and go through all kinds of scriptures and things, these are not things that I'm interested in. I really want people only who are willing to dedicate themselves for the rest of their lives. Not necessarily for this, I'm not saying this on the contract, but it really is to want to live your life where you take this as additional reinforcement and energy, so that you are consciously aware of this quantity that you are taking. Because when you come here, you are absorbing out of the atmosphere and out of me and from the people around you this quantity. And unless you're willing to use it consciously, unless you have made a commitment within yourself, then you are worse than a fool, and you're really a hypocrite, and you really are destroying for other people something which is serious. And you have to be serious, certainly about this thing that you call your spiritual aim and your spiritual life. You can't say that it is not a funny thing. It's an opportunity, and you have to be in charge yourself, aware of that force, that you are using it consciously. Because unless you are doing anything consciously, the work and the energy and the content will not be absorbed by your system. Because we have two systems that exist within us. Our usual system, the way we live, and this system of consciousness, which is that which requires an effort, a conscious effort, so that we raise and open ourselves inside, and so the energy we take in can be purified and brought to a higher level. It's very, very essential. It does not happen by chance. It happens through a conscious effort. And so that every breath that you take while you're here has to be to take in this force of creative energy and to carry it through your system, through your chakras, through your sex organs, and up your spinal column. So that it's energy that you are gathering with your conscious mind and refining because you wish to grow. And this refinement can go on in your ordinary day if you work with that simple consciousness. so that instead of judging, instead of trying to figure out, you really live with a little effort, which really raises your energy level, and that will really open something in you, and you will know. Instead of second guessing, instead of trying to project something, instead of using hindsight, you will really have inside you this thing which is called enlightenment. You will open up, and this thing will continually reinforce itself into your being. In spite of your will, in spite of your instincts, in spite of the patterns of your life, you will know this is the direction I am going. And you will keep going and going and going and reach your attainment. We work, you know, through resistance, we work through all of the simple logic that exists on the earth. And you can only attain a spiritual life by transcending all of these usual things continually. And really, I always call it sort of a spiritual groping where you let the force guide you. And everything says no and yes and maybe, up and down the line. And you keep moving because inside you, the wish to persevere exists. And you keep going, really feeling your way through your day, feeling your way above all the resistance, above all the logic, and above everything else. And you must know, and you must deeply within yourself, feed this energy by the way you relate and the atmosphere that you live in. And your opportunity for being here is to feel the difference. You have to become a little sensitive so that you, sitting in the room or coming to the house for any occasion, can begin to feel the difference in quality. And then when you go out and you are with people, try to find something which has that kind of nourishment. Because as much as in a physical way, people say you are what you eat, which I absolutely don't believe, in a spiritual way, you certainly are the energy and the vibrations that you take in to your mechanism. Because that is more vital than any other kind of food. Because the intensity which you absorb and digest and grow with psychically, which is much superior to physical food, it will absorb and break down and increase this inner flow. It's absolutely essential. You can eat what you wish in your ordinary life, I'm kidding about it, but this is certainly, again, your privilege. But you have to feel in an atmosphere that you live the flow between you and the people around you, the flow of conscious love. Not the flow of love that comes leading somebody and being zapped and feeling all kinds of little twistings and changes inside yourself. That has to do with sex and it has to do with illusion. But to choose somebody and people to live with and look at them and not feel this flow of energy means that you're deeply blocked inside yourself. But by working consciously, you open this flow and you relate and you know that your state of being then is a healthy state of being. And this is what, more than anything else, the spiritual life is about. To make you aware when you are not open to the people you should be open to, then it means you are in danger. You can't in any way project on somebody something which you call negative if you can't feel the flow within your own being of your energy and you can't feel that going towards it. If they catch you aside, that's one thing. But if this flow is not in your heart, if you don't feel in your heart the reaching of this energy and life force between you and another person, then you in no way can call yourself a conscious human being. And I try every day with every single thing that comes near me so that I can feel and relate and feel this flow from me to somebody else or to any other situation that exists. And this is finally how you judge your level and how you judge your being, by how you feel and what you feel and the amount of energy that you take from every situation. So when you feel yourself closing towards somebody who you ordinarily love, then this is something in you which is closed. It is not something that somebody is denying you. You cannot open, and that is your state, and it is your responsibility to open that, or else to really keep your mouth shut and know that you are a person who is not a human being at that moment. And when you can begin inside yourself to take the responsibility of accepting your non-human condition, when you are not responsible, when you cannot love, when you cannot give energy, at least then you can take the situation and be silent and not have to become an affliction
on somebody else. So either you feel a positive, conscious flow in your life, or you are not functioning on a high level, and you have to become aware and accept that. And before we go any further, S is a very high and very sweet. Everything in you wants to find everything in you is looking to avoid your whole unconscious self is looking to abort this effort, this fruition, this birth that is trying to take place. And you always see them as the cycle increases, that it takes more and more energy to feed. And then around you will always be somebody, for some reason or another, who will be attracted by the lowering of your energy to attack you. And so it's better to keep yourself in as clear a condition as possible. And that's the reason I always run on the trips this time of year. Because psychically, I always have a great spiritual advancement about my birthday. And I went to be away from all of the people who love me. So I was less vulnerable to any kind of attack. Because finally, this is really where it comes from. Because the people near us, unconsciously, as we're ready to move up, are trying to bring us back down to keep the balance of the relationship. It's an expression of their love, and it's also an expression of the way God treats everything. Because they are trying